Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier podcast.
Yo, these cats the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer, oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger,
he real tight with God.
Baby girl,
oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro,
he funny.
Nurse Carmen, she be keeping it real. And Sister Tippy,
got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. This is co-producer for the podcast, world-renowned and highly blogged, the podcast, The Attic. It's a podcast where me and my family and friends, we just give you our perspective on how we see shit. We don't sit here as abundance of any type. We're just some everyday folks telling you how we view things, and we put it in a language that we're comfortable with speaking. Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good, my brother.
Somebody hitting me with the echo. It was like this like us like live at the Apollo type shit. But anyway, let's talk about our show tonight. First, I want to say, when we put this podcast together, trying to be a political perspective type podcast was not the intent. But I got to tell you, with our current president, it makes it hard. I mean, it makes it real hard for a new podcast like The Attic to jump out there and not capitalize on this. We have a situation, folks. I mean, we got a situation where there was an election. Somebody won. Now, somebody won. And now, through due process, you can challenge, you can do whatever. But with a victory so lopsided, there's no way you're going to overturn that. So rather than just transition, and I heard one of the Fox News contributors say, you can do both. You can transition and still fight your legal battles. But time and time again, he's hearing court after court tell him you have no merit to what you're saying. What you're trying to appeal is part of our process. But he don't get that. And it's sad because there are a lot of people who don't get it just as well as he don't. They give him, I don't know, false visions of grandeur. Because let me tell you something. He wasn't my selection for president. But when he ran against Hillary Clinton, he wasn't my selection for president. So the fact that you didn't win, come on, man. You're supposed to just leave. I mean, I know you, Donald Trump. You know, I know that you the Donald. But I'm just saying, at some point, you're putting the whole nation at risk. And I don't think you even begin that. Now, I don't know if you don't understand or you just don't care. What do you think about his refusal to want to transition with the Biden-Harris administration?
He has a right to contest. Because I know in some states it was close. So he has that right to you know, want to have a recount in those states that might have been close. Right. But once they have been recounted and it's, you know, it's been proven that he, in fact, lost, then, yes, you need to step aside. But what I have the problem really with is the other Republicans who are co-signing his nonsense.
And they deep with, I said, those that would have fallen on swords for him earlier, a year or two ago, are still right there with him. Now, again, I admire the loyalty, but if you are a elected official, at some point, you know, this ain't like that Godfather La Costa Nostra. This is not that type of thing. At some point, you got to say, you know what? Okay. But you know, looking at it from those diehard senators that's with them, they got to understand. They understand now, if I cut my losses, I'm not going to get reelected. I'm going to be looked at as a traitor. So the best thing I can do is ride this out with him, because they're probably saying, I've seen him do worse shit than an election. I see them go through the whole Mueller investigation, excuse me, and come out without a scar on him. So you know what? I'm just hoping he could do that shit again.
That's not it, bro. You know what? I'm sorry. You know what it really is, man? Why they won't let go is because during that. Yes, sir.
You got a bad. You got an echo, man. You sound like you're in outer space, man.
I've been known to go there from time to time. How about now? Is that better?
Yo, man. Nah, that's not. This. No. But you know what, though? When I see pictures of his studio, I know he's just a button away. Because I see pictures of his studio, and we can go up in there and record a full hip-hop album. So it's a button or two he got to figure out. But anyway.
Well, they need his help. They need his support in January, because they want him to help seal that deal for those two Senate seats. That's why they won't go against him.
Well, you know, again, when we start talking about those two Senate seats, that's going to be the national spotlight is going to be on Georgia, because what happens in Georgia is going to dictate a lot. It's going to determine whether or not we're going to have a Democratic Senate that will allow Biden to do whatever it is the Democrats voted him in office to do. But if Georgia don't stand up and be counted for, and I'm sorry, I have no doubt that they're going to represent and Democrats going to own that Senate. But if they don't, then you got another second term or halfway through the first term, Barack Obama. A lot of great ideas, but can't get shit done.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sad, but true.
Okay. Okay. I said, wait a minute. I say like Denzel Washington said, okay. Okay, that's better. Yeah, okay, that's better. Yeah, that's better. Okay, all right. But, but he's dangerous, man. I mean, and my thing is, what's his name? Espy? Whatever my man name is from defense. The guy he fired.
Yeah, Espy.
Oh, okay,
Esper, yeah. He sent a memo to Donald Trump. I guess this is what really got his ass fired, telling him that certain criteria had to be met before they can withdraw troops. Donald Trump said, whatever, yo. First of all, you fired, and they just pulled, I don't know how many thousands of troops out of Afghanistan or Iran tonight, pulled them out. So, I mean, I don't know what's really happening right now. I guess the people that, I mean, again, conspiracy theorists may say, the people that 45 owe favors or money to realize he got about, 65 days? So it's going to be a lot of power moves. Everything within the limits of his power that he can do, he's going to do. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, well, he's been doing it, so that ain't going to change.
Yeah.
He just causes nonsense because we just keep allowing to, as we were speaking with regards to the Republicans, because he got 70 million votes, 73 votes, man. That's a lot of votes to be giving that guy. And the Republicans just can't afford to let that go. That's why they got to hold on to him.
No, but I'm just saying, if you bow out gracefully, you can come back. That, I mean, again, now if you come back and through every, what's it, everybody knows who you are and what you represent. So if you come back in 4 years and win the Republican primary, then damn it, and win the election, then damn it, I guess we're going to be stuck with you for 4 more years. But for right now, your time is up. And he don't seem to get that, man.
He gets it. He realizes his time is up. He's just doing just what he's been doing from day one. He's just trying to milk it to get whatever he can get out of this. But he knows his time is up. He knows that. He knows that. But he knew that before the election started.
Now, I've always said one of the reasons that he's not back, he didn't get reelected. And again, this is my own personal theory. Is the power money, the coke money, and I mean the Koch brothers, not cocaine. Those dollars, I think they got tied to Trump, and they pulled their money out. Because towards the end of his campaign, they said he didn't even have the money to run the commercials he wanted to run.
Yeah, so he stole it all.
Well, again,
he stole it all.
No,
he had. Well, I start this thing. He had $1 billion, bro. $1 billion, and by the time the election was halfway over, he was broke.
He had $1 billion on paper.
What was? Wow. Okay. All right. Hey,
don't
what's
you
going
think?
On?
I mean, do you think he had cash?
No. He no. Nobody. No. He probably had $1 billion in assets.
I don't mean he had $1 billion in his pocket in cash. I don't mean that. But I think he was.
I know.
He got a house of cards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I know one thing.
I know if people getting, I know if you're spending $70,000 on hairdos and Ivanka is spending $90,000 on whatever she was doing, I can see why you don't have any campaign money left.
Hey,
right?
I ain't got what's good. I ain't got. You got really bad audio, messenger. Really bad audio. But I don't Listen, he the president. That's the first lady. Hey, I'm just saying that I don't have no beef.
Ivanka is not the first lady.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. He's about his daughter. Okay. Hey,
he treats her like she is, though.
I'm sorry. That was a slip. I appreciate that correction because I mean, people
he
have said
thinks
shit,
about it as the first lady.
Yeah, he treats her like she is, but she's not.
Well, yeah. Hey, but I think that, and again, I really hope I'm correct in this, but I think the nation is just tired. I mean, he's got a lot of support, but I think that the opposition is greater than his support, and I think that that's how it's going to be handled. I just hope that he would just go ahead and leave, so we don't have to have a bigger national or international embarrassment that we had to throw the president out. That's not cool. But you know what else? Again, remember when I said the power money left him? Think about this. When I say left him, they stopped supporting him. Think about this. Now, and I'm going to get back to, I don't really buy this whole COVID vaccine being so readily available and 95%. I don't buy that right now. But nonetheless, they wait till after Biden is president-elect Biden to spring this news. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not buying that bullshit we just found out. I think if the establishment as a whole was behind Donald Trump like they were in 16, I believe that news would have been sprung about a week or two before elections, and that would have evened that shit out. That's what I believe. So, again, I think that the power brokers just said, look, we tired of you. We're not supporting you. Because the release of this news right now, if that had come out a week or two before election, tell me that probably wouldn't have changed the outcome. You think so?
What news was that? I'm sorry, I just couldn't get back on. What news are you referring to?
They have two vaccines. I'm sorry, they have two COVID vaccines that they are. One is I think 91 Pfizer, and then they got another one, Nuprin. I don't know the name of the other one, but they're showing 94% positive rate of whatever it is they're testing. Now we're gonna get back to that because I don't buy that either. But let's just go with that for a second. The leaking of that news, well, not the leaking, but the letting the public know about that news, if the powers to be were behind Trump, that news would have been put out maybe about 2 weeks before election, because that news would have made Trump the hero that he thought he was, and I think that would have changed the outcome of the election. But the fact that it came after just further verifies to me, in my own little conspiracy theory, that they tired of him, man, and it's time for him to go.
I can agree with you that they're tired of him, but I don't think it would have made a difference because 73 million people, so he had his people out there. He had his people out there, 73 million people. It wasn't no cakewalk.
One of the main things that punched him in his face is his handling of COVID. I'm simply saying, if that vaccine, and again, FDA hasn't cleared it yet, but there's two vaccines that are over 90% positive, or however they rate that shit. If that news had come out before election, you don't think that would have made more people vote for Trump?
I don't think so. 200,000 had already been killed because of it, and he kept downplaying it. I don't think it would have made that much of a difference either.
Okay. I hope not.
Because he kept saying it was coming out. That's why he got the 70 million, because he kept saying it was coming out. So that
now,
the one that he was going to get.
Watch this. Now it's here. Two weeks before election, now they make the announcement, yeah, we're 94% positive that we have a vaccine. Now it's out. I just think that would have changed the outcome of the election. I'm glad it didn't. Don't get me wrong, because
I
do not understand. Yeah. Okay.
I disagree too.
Now,
that people were tired of everything. The virus was the straw that broke the camel's back, but the camel's back was weak from the economy, from the fact that we had this virus, and the Republicans can't get together to send out relief to the people.
Okay.
All of that stuff played a factor.
Co-producer,
he knew about it and he downplayed it from the very beginning. And he downplayed it. He lied. He lied to the American
people. And I don't think he downplayed it. I know that's the word he's using, but he just denied. He didn't take accountability. He wasn't
downplaying
so that he didn't damage people. He was just
I would agree with that. He didn't. You're absolutely right. He flat out lied. You're right.
He got a tendency of saying things and we just grasp hold of what he's saying and not what he's actually doing. He all along wanted to do a herd immunity.
The reason I was saying downplay it is because he was saying, it's going to go away, when he knew that that's not the case. So to me, that was downplaying it.
And that was
lying.
I said I wanted to downplay it so I didn't panic everybody. Yeah. He said it. Yeah.
Okay, but
that's not what it was.
Right, exactly.
But let me transition right to this vaccine that they seem to have right now. And I want to start off by saying I sincerely hope that Biden and Harris don't get duped on no bullshit, man. Because, see, right now, everybody looking for that savior. Now, we have two that are in the runnings, two vaccines, but you got to be careful with that shit. Because right now, I think America is ready to grasp anything in hopes of it's going to be that thing. And I hope that this vaccine. I hope what
that's
let
why
me finish this. I'll turn it off.
Okay.
I hope this vaccine is tested by doctors outside of the United States before we start mass inoculations. That's just me. Go ahead.
Well, okay, and that's why he said he wasn't sending any to New York, because people ain't crazy. People know Donald Trump, and as soon as that stuff becomes available, they're going to have a coalition that is going to be testing that. They're not just going by what the people said, and that's why he said he ain't sending none to New York, because Cuomo said, I'm not just taking it because Donald Trump said it's okay. So Donald Trump said, because
that's
you
exactly
said that,
right.
I'm not sending any to New York. Cuomo like, yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
We gonna get it, but we gonna test it first. We ain't just sticking it in people because you said so. So ain't nobody
and
falling for that except for. Yeah.
Sorry, my fault.
Nobody's
okay.
Going for it except for those silly Republican governors and stuff. And I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to go with it. But ain't nobody falling for the okie doke with Donald.
I don't. How long? I just wonder how long do you continue? How long do you continue to back what you got to know is not right? You got to know that, man. And I don't know. I hope again everybody who stood against and again don't get me wrong. I don't knock Donald Trump's attempt through the court process to waste more time, because he knows that's what he's
I
doing.
Do.
But the process is available. If it's there and he's taking advantage of it, you can't knock him for that.
But that's what
that's
his trademark. This is why 90% of the business that he's had, nobody won't do business with him anymore, because all he do is tie stuff in court just so that you can't afford it, and then you end up dropping out and he don't pay. That's what he's been getting away with, and it's time for it to stop.
I had a security business in Florida. Trust me, I know what you're talking about. My thing about Donald Trump was way before he was elected president. But anyway, let's get back to this vaccine.
I have a question. What is so difficult with people just wear a mask? Why is there some that feels like that's, you know, you're infringing upon their rights?
It's killing
propaganda.
People. Let me tell you
and,
something.
And they give this.
All week I've been doing a little 5 or 6 second, but about 15 second videos on Facebook about wearing your mask. I work at the post office, as everybody know. Do you know there's people there who management told them to put a mask on or go home, and they went home? I'm saying, damn dog. I just hope that you already had some shit planned for that day, because if you're gonna object to wearing a mask at work, and then what do? They call me now. They want me to help them because management sent them home. No, I can't take that case. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say to you. Why would you object to wearing a mask? Well, I got medical reasons. Well, okay, then you just show them that, and they have a face shield for you. But for people to just flat outright don't want to wear a mask at work, that's just wrong, man.
Hey, let me tell you, there was a report of this nurse, and she was talking about she had a patient with COVID-19 that was dying in the hospital from COVID-19, and she was trying to comfort her and tell her, and she wouldn't believe it. She said it's a hoax.
Yeah. I mean,
what's their problem with that Gretchen Whitmore, that governor? They come for her hard because she, you know, of the different things
absolutely
that she puts in place.
My thing is this.
They give her a really hard time.
If they shut everything down again for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and it's going to improve All I can say is I'm so serious. I hope this time when they shut shit down, I hope they shut the post office down too. Let everybody take their ass home, man. But I'm pretty sure we're not going to do that. But if they got to shut it down, take a step back so we can leap forward. All I can say is, come on, everybody got to get on board with that, man. Everybody.
He has gotten people to believe that it's better to be at work. Now, yeah, I know we need a job, but is a job really more important than your life? And there are people that just don't care because they need to be at a job. Now, if you own a business, I'm a little upset with you, but I can understand. But if you are just an employee at a job and you got to get to work and you don't need no mask, something's wrong with you.
Well, again, post office, they
got to be at work.
They mandated this. I said, damn, you got to mandate people to wear masks. That's some crazy shit. And listen, I even told them, if the shit is uncomfortable, just wear it sometime. And then after time, you'll get used to wearing it. Because for people who are going to be deemed essential workers, if you're not used to having face covering, you might want to get used to that. Because I don't see that going away, like, real soon.
I mean, Trump was, he was making, really kind of making fun of it, making it seem like you were weak if you wore a mask. And so his followers, and that's what they believe, they get behind that, and there you have it. They don't want to wear it. They feel like you're infringing upon their rights.
I got a question real quick. There's something that made me say, And here's the thing. They said that Donald Trump had the virus, and whatever situation he had, it was so bad that they felt that they had to take him to the hospital. Friday night, they flew him into the hospital. Saturday afternoon, he was riding around to his supporters, and Sunday he was back home and fine.
What's he saying?
Blank for me.
Listen, I think over 100 Secret Service men have COVID, if I'm not mistaken. I think that number is like 100 of them. Of the Secret Service
but
men
I'm
from that White House?
I'm talking about Donald, though. I'm talking about Donald.
Well, I mean, right, and I don't know. I mean, I know where you're going with that, but I'm saying because of all of these rallies and things that they've had to go to protect him, they've contracted the COVID. Now, whether he actually had it or not, that's still the jury's still out on that. But I know his Secret Service men, they have it. Now, I know they put their life on the line for other things, but they shouldn't have to put their life on the line when it comes down to stuff like that, because he won't let them wear masks. Because remember, he don't believe in that.
Well, I'll tell you this. You work for the Secret Service. I mean, don't get me wrong. Under all the circumstances, I would say you're right, but I come with the territory, man. And you got to know that.
I understand it. But wait, no, but let's just go back for one second. It was so bad Friday night that they had to fly him to the hospital. Saturday afternoon, he was taking a car ride around the hospital waving to his people. And Sunday, he was back home.
And let me also say this. Let me also say, and whatever he took, those are not the two approved vaccines. I mean, those are not the two vaccines that are doing the best right now. So
he got the gold standard.
Yeah, but even with
that car ride he took was in a sealed car with Secret Service men that you exposed them.
Yes, he did. Put all those lives at risk. Absolutely.
They should be putting their life on the line for stuff like that.
Wait a minute. He didn't have it. Everybody just say he didn't have it. Message ain't going to
let
it go.
No, no, no. But he had a boatload of IV steroids. He had dexamethasone. He had all kinds of fluids given. He had all kinds of God only knows what else. He went back to the White House with it. I mean, he didn't. What? It wasn't like it was. He was cured of it. They just pumped him up on dexamethasone, on prednisone,
okay,
for days. He can do anything. You can move mountains on prednisone.
And he took his mask off. As soon as they got him off that helicopter, he walked up the stairs and removed that mask.
Listen, this is a co-producer, and we're going to bring this podcast to a close. Thank you for hanging out with the Addict tonight. Again, we didn't intend to be a political podcast, but I guess sometimes talk about the antics of the current commander-in-chief, it don't really sound political. Sounds more comical. Let's say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, podcast.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good.